From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. There is confusion today over which BP leader is overseeing the oil disaster in the Gulf of Mexico. And as Larry Miller explains from London, there's also growing tension between BP and at least one of its partners in the blown-out well.
BP Chairman Carl Heinrich Svanberg told Sky News his CEO, Tony Hayward, is now handing over day-to-day management of the oil spill crisis to the American Managing Director, Bob Dudley. However, BP spokesman Robert Wine denies the handover is imminent. Wine says until the acute part of the crisis is over, Hayward is still very much in charge of the response. Meanwhile, BP is denying allegations by its partner on the ill-fated oil rig that it's guilty of gross negligence. Anadarko Petroleum owns 25% of the rig and says BP's actions prior to the explosion were reckless and possibly willful misconduct. BP says it expects Anadarko and other responsible parties to live up to their obligations to help meet the costs of the disaster. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Republicans are criticizing President Obama over the Gulf oil spill. Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi says he did not react fast enough.
I'm glad President Obama is finally putting this catastrophe at the top of his agenda, but his response has been too slow. He was slow in listening to state and local leaders, slow in getting skimmers to the Gulf, slow in understanding the seriousness of this crisis.
Wicker also criticized Mr. Obama for pushing an energy bill and for imposing a moratorium on new deepwater wells. Mr. Obama is taking Republicans to task for blocking legislation that includes lifting a $75 million cap on damages that companies must pay from oil spills.
All we ask for is a simple up or down vote. That's what the American people deserve. Just like they deserve an up or down vote on legislation that would hold oil companies accountable for the disasters they cause. A vote that's also being blocked by the Republican leadership in the Senate.
Mr. Obama and Senator Wicker were speaking in their respective weekly addresses. The Chinese vice president has arrived in Australia at the head of a large business delegation for a visit that will focus on trade and economic issues. The BBC's Nick Bryant reports from Sydney.
This was supposed to be the weekend that Barack Obama visited Australia, a trip postponed because of the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. So instead, it's Xi Jinping, the Chinese vice president, and a man widely seen as Hu Jintao's heir apparent, who is attracting the attention. Through a quirk of scheduling, then, it throws up some curious diplomatic symbolism, illustrating how Australia is being pulled in different directions at the start of what many regard as the Asian century, as the country balances its defense alliance with America and its commercial relationship with China, its number one trading partner.
The BBC's Nick Bryant reporting from Washington. This is NPR News. Amid a national debate about illegal immigrants' access to public services, Georgia's University Board of Regents says undocumented students will continue to be allowed to attend the state's public colleges and universities. Here's Ricky Bevington from Georgia Public Broadcasting.
14 Georgia state senators had sent a letter to the regents saying it's against the law to admit undocumented students into state schools. It came on the heels of the board's recent efforts to make sure that incoming freshmen who are in the country illegally are not paying in-state tuition. Georgia Board of Regents spokesperson John Millsap says they checked with U.S. Immigration and Customs officials, and Georgia is following federal and state law.
That means that undocumented students are not precluded from admission to public colleges and universities, but they are ineligible for federal or state financial assistance.
The issue gained the national spotlight last month when an undocumented student was arrested and found to be paying in-state tuition at a state school. For NPR News, I'm Ricky Bevington in Atlanta.
More than a dozen people have been killed in an attack on suspected militants in northwestern Pakistan. Intelligence officials say two missiles were fired at a home in the North Waziristan tribal region by a suspected U.S. drone. Also, a roadside bomb aimed at police elsewhere in the country's volatile northwest killed a civilian and wounded at least five others. The attacks come as a special U.S. envoy, Richard Holbrooke, is in Islamabad. A quarterly report by U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says security in Afghanistan has not improved. The report to the U.N. Security Council says roadside bombings are up 94% in the first 4 months of this year, and assassinations are up dramatically as well. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.